Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Pires Aleh Sadin Bipnei Achama. If you spread a sheet on top of the schach, so the sun shouldn't shine into the sukkah, O Tachteha Bipnei Anesher, or if you spread the sheet under the schach, so the leaves from the schach shouldn't fall into the sukkah will be pasul. As a sadin is not kosher for schach, it's a dabar hamakabel tuma, and you can only be masachal with something which is not makabel tuma. So therefore, the sukkah is pasul. But if you spread the sheet up there l'noiv as a decoration, then it's considered batel to the schach and would be kosher. O shapiris agabe akinof psula. Or that you spread the sheet on top of the bed as you have poles on the four corners of your bed and you spread the sheet on top of it, then the sukkah is pasul because that's considered like a ohel b'fnei atzmo, like a separate dwelling, and it's considered that if you're not sitting in the sukkah, and it's mafsik between you and the schach, therefore it's pasul. Avo peresu agabe naklite hamita. Naklite hamita mean that you have only two poles coming out from the bed, one at the head, and one on the other side. And you spread the sheet up there so that on top there's less than a tefach, and it's not considered an ohel if there's less than a tefach, and therefore it's not mafsik between you and the schach, and it's considered as if you're sitting in the sukkah, and it's kosher. Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Hidla aleis hagefen v'tadlas v'tzakitzum v'sichei chagaba psula. If you stretch out on top of the sukkah a vine or leaves from a dalas or long grass, and on top of that you put schach kosher, still the sukkah is pasul. As all these things are mechubar lekarka, it's attached to the ground, and you have to be masachech dafka with something which is not attached to the ground. So therefore, even though you put schach kosher on top of it, it's pasul. Vim haya sichech harbi mehem. But if the schach kosher was more than the schach pasul, then the schach kosher would be mavatul the schach pasul, as long as you are ma'arev, you mix up the schach pasul together with the schach kosher. O shekitzitzon kshera. Or if you cut the vine from the ground after you masachech with it, then it's kosher. But since the Torah says Chag HaSukkah is Tasa, which is mashma that the asiya of the sukkah has to be behechsher, and here at the time you were mesache, he did it b'psul because it was mechubar. So therefore, the Chachamim say that after you cut them, you have to pick up each vine or leaf and put it back down, and that's considered like a new asiya behechsher, and then it would be kosher. Zehaklal. This is the rule. Kol shehu makabel tuma, anything which is right to be makabel tuma, even if it is not yet tame, such as kalim or begadim, the ein gidulo min aretz, or does not grow from the ground, ein mesachem bo, it's not kosher for schach, the chol davar she'eino makabel tuma, the gidulo min aretz, something which is not right to be makabel tuma, and it also grows from the ground, mesachem bo, that would be kosher for schach,